Welcome to the Highbrower! Today is episode 15, Muppet Madness!
Thank you, Beefy Cakes! This is your main host, your main man, your wild crazy guy, M.O.B.G. With me as always is the craziest guy. Make some noise for him. Guys, make noise. Beautiful. TJ, let's hear it.
Wait, what are you doing?
Dude, I'm doing my cool announcer fucking wild wacky morning guy voice.
I told you when we first did this 15 shows ago that you would not...
It's wild! Woo! Wild guy. Everything's funny when we're wild.
Oh, man.
Jokes and everything. Don't do it anymore.
No.
It's Wii U.
How about one more time?
What's up, everybody?
Maybe you should keep doing that, actually.
Yeah, it is pretty professional. It doesn't sound too bad to me.
Yeah, I like it, actually.
That's cool.
I was just goofing before. I like everything you do.
That's cool. I like everything you do.
I'm a shill for the BGMO.
Are you a shithead? Is that what you're
saying? No, it's not what I said.
Oh.
I'm a sheet-heed.
Sheet-heed?
Sheet-heed.
Is it Irish? I mean Scottish?
I think so. Who are the ones that wear the kilns?
The kilns?
Or the kilts?
That's where you make a
clay pot.
Oh,
you make clay pot. Yeah. I wouldn't want to wear one of those, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I know.
My boys are sweating as it is.
I know exactly what you're saying.
Wouldn't oh, yeah.
Okay, anyway.
That's cool.
What's up, fellas?
Nothing.
Dave? TJ?
Third party?
Hot as fucking balls down here.
Yep.
I wonder why we do this sometimes. Why do we do this to ourselves?
For the ladies?
Ladies, yes.
Fanny packs.
Fanny packs.
The fruit trays.
Fanny smacks.
Vegetable trays.
Fanny smacks? I'm into that.
That's where you smack a fucking sweet fanny.
I told my wife she was in for a spank when I got home.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Beefing?
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
So I'm going to bend you over my knee.
Nice.
You're going to get it.
Like a fucking, like you're her dad type
yeah,
of thing?
Something.
That's creepy, man.
Yeah, but.
I don't know why people get down to that. Call me daddy shit.
It doesn't lead to anything. It's just. I'm just reprimanding
her. Oh, you're just going to give her a whooping?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Like, go get that switch.
Nice.
Are you going to make her go get it?
Yeah. That's the plan. But since she's an adult, she could probably just get in the car and drive away.
Or hit you with a shovel.
You're like, don't go for those keys.
Come back and hit me with a shovel.
Yeah. Oh, man, we got no emails this week.
No email. Let me check the tweets.
Check the tweets.
No tweets.
No tweets.
No tweets.
Wait, Tom. Check the tweets again.
I'm going to check the tweets.
Calculating.
And what do we got
calculating.
Here? Coming. A little bit more. No tweets.
I tried to get
Pauly Shore to tweet us, but he tweets everything, but he can't. He just won't do it. He
won't tweet us?
No. He won't retweet us, I should
did
say.
What did we tweet on Pauly Shore's tweets? Anything? Anything good?
Nothing good.
Did anything personal to Pauly Shore?
Not really. I wanted him to hear the impression from last
week.
Yeah,
I was going to say, we just did him.
I even put the time frame on there so he could peep and poke it. But
well, I mean, he's probably busy fucking people.
Yeah.
And, like, you know.
Being funny.
But he'll retweet anything.
Really?
So maybe I just got to ask him next time.
Yeah. That would be awesome because there's a lot of people who follow him. Anyway, Tom?
Yes. Sir?
We got a fucking sweet interview today.
Oh, what do you got? You got something lined up?
Yeah, man. It's the interview for the ages. One of the most famous celebrities of all time. What?
I doubt it.
You don't think he's famous?
You don't think we can nail... You know who it is?
Yeah, I just don't think that we can actually get a hold of him.
Oh, you're doubting me, my ability as a fucking awesome A-list celebrity to get this celebrity on the phone?
Well, how do you know him?
Dude, through my manager. Hello?
Oh, you have the same manager.
Yeah. Me and TJ... And not you, because you don't have representation.
No.
Me and TJ have the same manager as this celeb.
Yep.
And we're going to call him on the fucking phone.
His name is Ruben.
The microphone. Oh, no. Oh, there we go. The microphone cut out. How professional.
That is pretty professional.
A-list.
Yeah, you A-lister.
But our manager, Ruben, he's got connections.
That's cool.
So he told us that he would come through for us. You know, down the line. But I'm excited because I don't know who it is. And,
You don't know? All right, let's give him a call. We'll give him a call. And,
well, can I just say something real quick?
Yeah, go ahead.
That I was talking to my mom today, and I was telling her about the show.
Mm-hmm.
And she asked me if we ever talked about anything dirty.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, sometimes. And she started flipping out. She's like, don't you shame us. So I thought,
really said that?
Yeah. So I thought maybe we could, you know, tone it down a little bit from now on. I even wrote a knock knock joke.
Okay.
Something family friendly for the kids. So knock knock.
Who's there?
Aardvark.
Aardvark who?
Aardvark a million miles to see one of your smiles. What do you think?
Oh man.
What do you think, guys?
Oh.
So let's keep, you know, let's try that little family friendly show.
Yeah.
Hopefully the interview won't get too off the rails.
Well, the interview, I heard who it is. I think that it will remain pretty family friendly.
All right, thanks, guys, because my mom's going to listen to this one. I'm really excited for it.
All right.
Okay. Thanks, guys.
Let's give him a fucking ring-a-ding-a-ling-ding.
All right.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hello?
Kermit the Frog here.
Oh, what's up, Kermit?
Kermit Thelonious Frog.
This is, I knew that the standard for Thelonious this whole time.
Dude, you did it.
I know.
You nailed this. You booked this, man.
I know, man. I'm. Don't doubt me, man.
I had an interview with Margot Kidder lined up, and that's the only thing I could do. So,
dude, Margot Kidder is fucking Z-list compared to Kermit Thelonious Frog.
Wow,
Z-list.
I'm impressed.
Wow, I'm glad you could call me so you could just have a conversation between each other.
Sorry about the swearing, Kermit.
Yeah, I'm actually used to it. I don't like to admit that, but it's the truth. Yeah. So
you're in town. You're in town. I noticed
by
the seven
town
digits that I dialed on my phone.
Oh yeah, I'm in town. You got me in my hotel room.
What are you doing here? Oh, that was an accident. I was dialing another number on accident.
That's okay. Oh, I don't mind.
So how you doing, Kermit?
I'm I'm okay. I've had better days, but, you know, what can you do?
Well, it's not easy being green or something?
Oh, no, most certainly not. It is not easy being green.
You ever think about changing your color like Michael Jackson, like a fuchsia frog or something like that?
You know, my manager, Ruben.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Our manager.
Yeah, he suggested that. But I said, you know, green's been working for me for a long time. I'm going to go ahead and just keep at it.
That's cool. So what are you promoting? Did I ask him that already?
No.
Oh, what are you
promoting? You asked me why I was in town.
Yeah, same thing. What are you promoting, Kermit?
I'm doing the Downstairs Cabaret.
Yeah. Seems like a small venue for somebody your stature.
Times are tough.
Yeah, I bet.
You gotta get the gigs that you can.
Can I ask what kind of money you make on a gig like that?
Oh, not much. No, not much at all. It's, you know, it's a place to stay and a hot meal.
Nice.
Is that the YMCA?
And hot flies?
Well, but they give me a ride to the YMCA.
All right.
That's funny.
But Kermit, the actual show, it is at the it's at the Downstairs Cabaret. So
tonight? Oh shit! Sorry.
It's
tonight.
Couple weeks from now.
They had to get you in early.
I just
Yes.
I need a place to stay. You know.
Falling on hard times.
Yeah. It's, you know.
All right, Kermit.
Not the 60s anymore.
I got some questions for you. We're going to start from the beginning.
Okay, great.
Back when you were a Muppet baby.
Oh, those were the days.
Did you ever look up your nanny's skirt?
yeah, there was a time or two where.
Yeah, what's up there?
It's, have you ever seen a picture of Little Miss Muffet?
Yeah.
It's like that. Oh, really?
So
there's
nothing too sexual.
Here is nothing. No.
Is it like a Ken doll?
I don't know. You know, that's not really my thing.
No? So you don't want to talk about your wiener size?
Oh. I thought. I talked to Ruben and he said it would be a family show.
We're wild and wacky guys here on the Highbrower.
Oh, okay. No, I don't really want to talk about that.
Kermit, where do you keep your wiener?
Where do you keep your wiener?
Ruben? Ruben?
Wild and wacky guys on the Highbrower!
Do you tuck it, tape it? Is it retractable? What are we talking here?
I do. It is retractable and detachable.
Nice.
Wow.
As a Muppet, you know, I do have, you know, there are parts that can come and go, I guess.
Cool. So, Kermit, Tell us about your party days, man. 60s, 70s, 80s. What was going on back then?
Well, that's something that I thought I wasn't going to talk about either.
What about, didn't you hang out with the band? What was that, Dr. Teeth and the Magnetic Magnets or something like that?
It was actually Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem.
Electric Mayhem, yeah. Tell us about that, man. Mm. You had to have some party times with them.
Those were the days, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what do you want to know?
Well, who'd you hang out with back then? Celebrities?
Well, you know, me and Sergeant Floyd, Zoot, Dr. Teeth and Lips, you know, we would party into pretty late in the evening.
You ever do that yayo, that cocaine?
I'm so stupid.
Is that what Ruben told you?
Yes, it is what Ruben told us.
No one actually will listen to this show, right?
No.
Well, then, yeah, I had a pretty nasty problem. It got pretty bad for a while. Especially in the 80s.
That's typical, I think, of all celebrities in the 80s.
Yeah, it was bad. You know, I grew a mustache and just started. It was weird.
Did you bust up some hotel rooms? Yeah, what's your secret?
Well, I'm not very strong. I tried throwing a chair one time, and it just kind of tipped him over.
It's got to be hard doing all that stuff with a hand up your ass, too.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, you're a Muppet.
Right.
Yeah, so you have a hand up your ass.
That's kind of racist.
Is it?
Well, you're profiling.
Yeah. It might be big, like a bigotry. Bias.
I think it's just racial
not
profiling.
Bias. That sounds like an asshole.
You automatically assume I have a hand up my ass.
Well, most Muppets do, Kermit. Your interview's boring me to death.
That's cool.
You need to give me something. They were wild and crazy guys on the High Rock.
Well, you should know that me and Miss Piggy are no more.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we broke up. She asked me to leave.
Yeah, why?
She is crazy. She's a crazy person, so, I just thought that, you know, maybe it'd be best to listen and
leave. Did always notice she was kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And, I always wanted to hook up with her, if it's not too bold of me to say.
It is.
Is it?
It's a bit too bold.
How many nipples does she have?
None. Zero.
I thought she's a pig.
Oh, she's a pig, all right. That's one thing for sure. That's something I learned back in the Muppet Show. Holy cow. Why do you think I didn't settle down for so long?
Yeah, I wouldn't imagine settling down with a pig is...
Well, I always got the feeling that Gonzo always had a thing for your junk.
Well, Gonzo did have that hook nose.
You would
like to stick that places?
Yeah, you'd be right to assume. He was all over the pee went both ways.
Did you guys ever experiment back in those days?
And I know, but I did hear stories about Gonzo partying way too hard with the, Dr. Teeth and Electric Mayhem. They, oh my goodness, you think that I developed a problem. His nose started out straight.
Oh, really?
And then it curved. Yeah, it from all the,
Let's just clarify, that's allegedly.
Yeah,
of course.
It's alleged.
We don't want to get sued.
I thought you said no one would listen to this.
Well, you never know, Kermit.
That's fine. Okay.
So how's your family life, Kermit, other than your divorce with Miss Piggy? Well, were you ever married?
No, we never really married.
Oh, so you just had all those bastard children?
Yeah, the pig frogs.
Yeah.
Little pig frogs we put up for adoption, so.
So I know, like, what about your family life? I mean, I know you made a lot of money, and there was a lot of hangers-on.
Yeah, most of the money's gone, which is why I'm doing the downstairs cabaret coming up in a couple of weeks. Don't miss the show.
Right.
Hope you don't mind the plug.
No, I don't. That's why you're here.
Doing the downstairs cabaret.
That's beautiful. All right, Kermit. Well, you've said it all. You've done it all. You've been it all.
Well, thanks for having me.
Thanks for being on the show.
Uh-oh. Yeah, I gotta go. You hear that?
Yeah, I hear it.
I gotta go. Yeah, I'm in a little bit of trouble. That's also why I kind of had to leave. Okay. Thanks for having me, though. Say hi to Ruben for me when you talk to him.
Okay, do. All right. Thanks a lot, Kermit.
Okay, bye-bye.
Talk to you later. A segue for you. Man, that was a pretty good interview.
I think so. One of our best.
Yeah, I liked it. So, what else do we got on the bill?
For today's show?
Yeah.
Oh, I got tons of stuff, man. I mean, I don't even know where to start. Let me check the list here.
All right, check it.
All right, well, I thought maybe you could, I heard that you had a couple stories to tell us. BG?
Yeah, man, I got some stories.
I see here on the computer screen here, you, possible things you want to talk about. I don't want to spoil anything, but McDonald's?
Yeah, man, it's okay. So get this right. I was at McDonald's the other day, and I was standing in line, and I was thinking to myself, like, I know, I go into McDonald's, I know exactly what I want.
Yeah.
You know, McDonald's has the same fucking menu for 60 fucking years, okay? They don't change it, and right. if they do, it's something you're never going to eat, and then it goes away in 6 months.
Yeah, pizza.
So I was in line, and I was getting, yeah, well, the pizza was good.
I like
I used
pizza.
To eat
no,
the pizza,
too.
Man. That was a good pizza. For well, I imagine. I remember it being good. I don't know if it's good to today's standards. But anyway, I was in line, and somebody was ordering a salad, and then they were like, well, what kind of dressings do you have? Does that come with chicken? And it's like, it's on the fucking board, you dumb bitch. I mean, it's on the board. Read the fucking board. And this place was packed to the brim. It was like 5:15. There was like 60 people working there and 100 people in line. The fucking, the line was backed up outside to the main street and then down the main street. And it's just like, it was really annoying. And I just don't understand why people can't figure out what they want. And you got to give it to the people who work at these fast food places, even though most of the time they're slovenly.
Yeah.
And slobs. How they deal with the numbskulls who go in there is beyond my comprehension.
I haven't met a whole lot of super friendly employees at places like that.
Yeah, I know. But like, it's like, how could you be friendly when you have to deal with that nonsense?
I'd like to deal with somebody on their first week where their soul hasn't been crushed yet.
Definitely.
Where they're all like trying to be like the commercial they saw. Like they're, you know, they've had a week of eating Big Macs. That's not a bad week.
Like so. When somebody comes in and they're like, they only have a dollar. And like, dollar, dollar, dollar. And then the person at the counter is like, you can get everything here for a dollar. Like that. Like that person who's happy working there. You know?
Yeah.
Right. Anyway, I got a love-hate relationship with McDonald's. I told you before, I signed up for the McRib thing.
You are a McRib fan.
Did I tell you that story already?
No.
You told me, but you didn't tell everybody else.
I can't remember anymore what we talk about. It's been so many shows, so many years together.
You got, you know, what is it, 15 shows
yeah.
today?
Yeah, so I'm on
halfway to quitting, dude.
So somehow I
get 30 shows down, and then we're done.
We outie.
Outie, so, yeah, like a boner.
Outie like a boner.
Outie like a boner.
Yeah.
Don't worry, guys. My mom doesn't know what a boner is.
Oh, yeah. I forgot your mom was listening.
So I'm on the mailing list for McDonald's, apparently, because I complained that the lack of McRibs in our area was detrimental to my well-being emotionally.
Mm-hmm.
So last year, they sent me 2 free McRib tickets when the McRib made its big promotion for free. You know what I'm saying?
That's nice.
But then a few months later, out of the blue, I get this envelope from McDonald's headquarters. I'm like, what could be in here? And I open it up. It's like 2 free tickets for 2 free vouchers for their oatmeal. I don't want your oatmeal. I don't want McDonald's oatmeal, okay? I want your fake-ass rib meat crammed into a rib-shaped patty with some pickles. I don't want oatmeal. I don't know where your raisins are coming from. I don't know where your fruit and grains are. I want your sloppy food. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think anyone's ever said, like, oh, man, I could really go for McDonald's oatmeal right now.
No, but I was jonesing for those nuggets for 3 straight days.
That's what I'm saying.
I got nuggets and fries and hot mustard, and I was in heaven. I might get some after this fucking show.
Yeah, but you weren't like, oh, man, they got the best apple wedges and salad, you know? Like, nobody gives a shit. Go to, like, Whole Foods.
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, I'm with you, Tom. I think that's the worst. Yeah, obviously, nobody's buying it, so they want to promote it so that some guys try it.
Like in the city, they got the billboards for the oatmeal in Spanish. Have you ever seen that?
No.
Is there that many Spanish people in this town?
I don't know.
I mean, not Spanish. Well, people who speak Spanish.
I didn't know Spanish people ate oatmeal.
Right there on Main Street. That's what I'm saying. Right there on Main Street, there's a billboard, and it's always in Spanish for McDonald's promoting whatever, like their third pound Angus burgers.
Mm-hmm.
Wink.
That's a lot of nuts!
Yeah. And their fruit and nut oatmeal.
That's a lot of nuts!
In Espanol.
No, yeah. I mean, I think they got to really do some market research first. Like, they have to send those oatmeal coupons to, like, middle-aged women who don't want to feel guilty about going to McDonald's.
Yeah.
Like, can I get 4 Big Macs and an oatmeal? Because that's going to make me feel a little bit better. If I get the oatmeal and a Diet Coke or something.
Speaking of fast food, did I ever tell you the fight I got into at a Burger King one time?
Did you ever tell me, you mean?
You guys.
No. You never told me, Tom.
Okay. Jeez. All right, so I was at...
Can I listen in?
Yeah, no. Right. You know what? Close your ears.
All right, I'm going to take my headphones
You can listen to it on the replay.
I will.
So I was pulling in
the... Hey, it's me, third-party Dave. I'm a big gay.
I was going to knock you down a peg.
I don't even remember
when
saying
When I feel slighted by Tom talking to you instead of me...
Because he's right here.
I have to knock you down.
You're off
you're so far away.
You're off in the booth, surrounded by technology. You're so cold.
I know.
You're in your command center.
Well, somebody's got to command this show.
I know.
I'm trying.
I know.
So anyway, listen. Hang on. Route 40 quick. Sound effects guy, don't forget. Mailbag at highbrow.com. Okay,
yes,
go ahead.
Sir. So I'm pulling into Burger King, and the way they got the drive-thru is there's one way in, and then there's another, like, side way in. But when the side way in's blocked, you got to go around the other way. So I'm in line, and this other car comes in from the side, and it's, like, slowly, like, trying to weave its way in front of me when it came in way after me, like, a minute later. So it should have went around to the back of the line.
I know what you're saying.
There's cars behind me.
Okay, yeah. I know what you're saying. Yeah, it was kinda hard. I got you.
So she keeps poking her way in. Finally, the car in front of her, or in front of me, goes up to the drive-thru, and she, like, slams in front of me, so I didn't have any chance to combat her. So I was like, you know what? It's lunchtime. I'm hungry. I only got a certain amount of time to get back to work. I'm taking a stand. So I get out, and I walk up to her window, and I'm like, excuse me. And she's like, what? What are you? And she gets out of her car immediately. She's like, what do you want?
Are you gonna rumble?
Yeah. And I'm like, listen, all I'm saying is, what gives you the right to come in and just poke your way through when there's a whole line of people behind here? What are you doing, lady?
You really did this?
I did. And she's like, I just didn't do that. And I'm not exaggerating. I'm
that
just,
fucking woman could have shot you or stabbed you or hit you with a crowbar or something.
My wife happened to be there at the time, and she's freaking out. She said the same thing. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah,
you
never know these crazy motherfuckers.
I'm like, I got this. So she's saying to me, I didn't see you. I didn't see you. And I said, what do you mean you didn't see me? You were poking your way through for like a minute until you finally wedged your way in. And she's like, may God strike me dead. I didn't know. And I'm like, well, you're about to die. So I'm going to take a couple steps back. And she's like, oh, my God. And so we argued for a few minutes. And then I got in my car. Wow. But, yeah, sometimes you got to take a stand. I'm a big fan of justice.
Did you let her get ahead of you?
She was already ahead of me. She did get ahead.
She was already ahead of you?
Yeah.
Did she at least say thank you?
No.
She do that? See, I wonder if people
have a blessed day, like at the end?
Yeah, exactly.
Like after yelling at me?
I wonder if people are that rude or that stupid. What is it? Because it's a possibility. She was just like, I didn't see you. Like, right. Really didn't see you? Like, didn't, like, is so involved with herself and thinks she's the center of the universe?
Well, she was like, she had to wedge her way in between us. So she had to.
Oh, that.
Can I guess how much she weighed?
Yeah.
385 pounds.
No, I'm no, carnival guesser, but I'd say that's pretty accurate.
That's cool.
If she was wedging in just to get to the McDonald's line, I'd say that's a good guess.
So I got out and got my justice, you know. I'm a big fan of justice.
I got my justice at McDonald's.
Yeah. It was actually a Burger King.
It was like this.
It was. I like walked up to the van, like she swung her door open.
What do you want? I didn't do it. Right?
Yeah.
I didn't see you. My God, struck me down.
Get out of the van and draw.
You get out. You get out now. Fabulous.
Yeah.
Let's lighten it up here a little bit. Sorry. I hate to.
That's cool. That's cool.
What's the last thing on the bill today,
TJ? Well, we could either talk about some silly names or we could talk about Emma Stone, whatever you guys want to do.
All right, let's start with silly names. I was at this bar. Which is incidentally a good bar. They got a lot of good beers. So I'm not going to name it. But
you don't want to plug it?
Is it a bar?
Doesn't deserve a plug?
No. Well, because I hated this bartender, right? She was talking about how she had to house her dogs, right? She's a bartender, okay?
Yeah.
This is the key point of the story.
Okay.
And she's like,
she got a midriff shirt on?
No. And she was married. Didn't matter. And she wasn't that good looking. But anyway, insert dog name here, and then I'll tell you what the dog name is. Insert dog name here has to go to the kennel when we go out of town. Insert dog name here is such a good dog. Insert dog name here, blah, 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 blah. Dog name, dog name, dog name. Now, the dog's name was Killian. Okay? Who the fuck names your dog after a beer? It's like naming your dog Kraft Mac and Cheese. I mean, it's stupid. Why would you do that? It's irritating.
I would name my dog Kraft Mac and Cheese.
It bothered the shit out of me.
I name my dog Microphone.
Would you name your dog Microphone?
I might.
No, you wouldn't.
No. What a framey.
No.
No.
You no.
Matt.
Yeah, it's like naming. Okay, we work at a bag factory. Would you name your dog fucking Bag?
Bagalonius, maybe.
No.
Okay.
No, you wouldn't.
I think it's weird that her choice was to, like, push the dog name instead of being like, oh, I have to take in my dog here.
Yeah. And she's like, oh, Killian's so sweet.
Because well, it's obviously all
oh,
she has
Killian's
in life.
Got it. No, she's married.
Yeah, it's all she has. Exactly. It's all she has in life is her dog.
So like she's married and all she has is a dog. Yes. And she's got a job.
Yes.
The ring was pretty big. Guy was probably cheating on her.
Yeah, probably.
Why is she going on vacation with him, then?
To find some other dude.
You got to put some time in somewhere.
Like, oh, I'm sick. I'm going to stay back at the hotel. You go down to the beach. Oh, and then she's like, hey, bellhop, I got a Killian for you right here. You know what I'm saying?
If she'll make her husband walk Killian.
Hate dogs.
Boarding their dog named Killian. And then she was all excited because the dogs had a big yard to play in with other dogs when they were fucking being boarded. People and their goddamn dogs, man. I'll tell you.
I would love a dog. I would love a dog.
You're on your way, buddy.
Dude, I would love a dog, too. And I like dogs. But they're not humans. They don't have equal status with humans. Sure, sometimes they can snuggle up to you, but they're fucking animals.
Yeah. What I don't like is, like, big dogs.
They have... The female dogs have, what, 10 nipples or something like that? That's not a human, okay? Get it in your fucking skulls. It's an animal.
Why, how many nipples are you supposed to have?
Only one or two. Okay?
No what about more. That? What about that third one?
Well, maybe
one,
third
the
one.
The once in a while
if
third
you're
one?
A freak.
Okay.
Okay? That's it. I'm sick of it. Right. I'm sick of it.
Okay.
Was she at least a good bartender?
I don't know. She didn't serve me.
So you're just stalking this poor woman.
Well, the other guy that was there.
Were you so
there's two bartenders.
Were you so disgusted with her? You're like, I'm not ordering a beer from this woman.
Yeah, I didn't like her.
Let me ask you a question, though. What's worse, a dog named Killian or a female named, a woman, human, named Sparkle?
That's worse, yes.
Sparkle. I was at Wegmans the other day, which
it's
is
absolutely
a
worse.
Local grocery store making its way across the country. And her name tag said Sparkle, and I can guarantee that's not just a nickname. That is her name. She was born Sparkle circa 1987.
Yeah, I changed my name.
That's pretty terrible.
It was Sparkle, and I changed it.
Oh. Yeah, well, that's a good move.
Yeah.
Good move.
Yeah, these people and their names, like Jasminum. Like, what the fuck is that, man? That ain't a fucking name. That's a spice.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
People name their kids Jesus.
Jesus?
No, not but Jesus.
I was like
Jesus.
I was like Jesus.
I knew a girl named Alexa. It couldn't be Alexa.
No.
It's Alexa.
Yeah, but that could be like a Russian thing or something, couldn't it?
No, it wasn't. She specifically made a point to have her name pronounced that way.
Did you like this person?
No, I didn't.
How could you really?
Yeah.
Right? Anybody like, with a name like that's got to have dirty hippie parents who smoked tons of reefer and then just fucking gave them terrible values and morals.
Terrible values and morals.
You can tell a lot in a name.
You really can. You really can. Nice.
Speaking of names, what's that other name?
Emma?
Emma.
Oh, I love her.
Oh, Emma Stone.
Emma Stone.
That's not a bad name, but she's a fucking terrible actress.
It's a solid name.
No, dude.
Not only is she a wonderful actress, she's super sexy, and I want
to
marry her.
We're not going to have time to debate this whole thing, but I'm going to put out my point real quick, and then you're going to put out your point real quick. Why does she always have hair over her one eye?
I think you're thinking of Ellen Page.
No, I'm not thinking of Ellen Page.
I wish I was.
She's the worst, but Emma Stone's pretty up there. And she's got the hair over one eye, and she talks like this. And she's always sassy. She
talks like Mo Sizlak from The Simpsons.
Oh, she's got the man voice, and she's always sassy and too smart, and she knows everything, and I'm sick of her character. Sick of it.
All right, we're going to have a little poll up on the website later today.
That's a good idea.
Do you like Emma Stone? Do you hate Emma Stone?
I'm going to vote 800 times negative to Emma Stone. I mean, don't get me wrong. I would definitely sleep with her, given the opportunity.
You mean that goes sleep
the
same, next to her?
That goes, no. You have sexual relations with her.
Oh.
But that goes, for just about every woman. And on that note, don't forget to send us naked pictures of your girlfriend and or wife and or ex-girlfriend and or ex-wife.
Okay, if it makes you feel better, ex-girlfriend, if you want.
Videos are also accepted at highbrower.com.
Only if they're high def, though. We're in a new age.
Yeah,
we don't want your grainy crap.
Yeah, no 8mm shit from the 70s, okay? Mailbag, M-A-I-L. At highbrower.com.
Absolutely.
And
highbrower.com.
And there's other stuff on there. Whoops. I don't know what the hell just happened. Oh, it's the good and bad and the ugly. That's us. I'm good. Tom's bad. Dave's ugly. Yes!
Oh!
Yes!
Oh! Oh, man.
Sweet you, guys.
Sweet you.
Sweet you, I guess.
See you next time.
I guess. Sweet you.